For the last 18 months, shipping containers bringing consumer goods to the United States have gone back empty to their sender. Specialty Soya and Grains Alliance Executive Director Eric Winberg would rather those empty containers be sent inland to ag processors so those containers could be filled up with grain and oil seeds and shipped back out again.
We've got companies looking for 60, 80 containers, can't get them. So this is our strong shipment season. Usually we get the goods are coming into the United States in the fall, and we like to have some days and some weeks to put our agricultural commodities back in those containers and get them out. Well, here we are worried that in summer 2022, with farmers are going to be standing in the fields with soybeans and corn and barley and rye around their ankles while we start having two crops trying to bust the bin.
The container issue is hitting the central and northern United States hard. There's a lack of service, carriers being canceled, delays, and rising freight rates and fees. Winberg wants shipping companies to get creative and reposition containers to help alleviate the pressures on the system.
Regional issues can become large ones, and these regional issues can impact the specialty grower and the specialty company a lot faster. We support the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which would give the Federal Maritime Commission more authority to investigate and to regulate. That has overwhelmingly passed the House. We are looking on the U.S. side for leadership in the United States Senate to pass a bill.
Until then,
perhaps we are in a new paradigm that we're going to be consistently paying for and consistently looking for equipment. We're going to hope that this tightening of supply we're facing with now isn't met with another crisis that makes it worse.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.